terrorism.
Okay, it's not every day that a top official in the Justice Department takes the Fifth, but it's happening with a top aide to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Monica Goodling is counselor to the Attorney General. She's also the department's liaison with the White House, or she was until she took a leave of absence. A Senate committee wants her testimony about the firing of 8 federal prosecutors, and that's what prompted her to invoke her right against self-incrimination. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Justice Department documents show that Monica Goodling helped determine which prosecutors should be fired and that she worked closely with White House political operative Karl Rove to remove the U.S. attorney in Arkansas, appointed by President Bush in his first term, so that one of Rove's aides could become the top federal prosecutor there. As White House liaison for the Justice Department, she'd be able to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee whether top Justice Department officials knew they were giving false testimony when they said that the White House was minimally involved in the removal of the U.S. attorneys. But yesterday, Goodling, who's on leave from her position, notified the Senate Judiciary Committee through her attorney that she's invoking her constitutional right not to incriminate herself. In an affidavit to the committee, Goodling said that she had, quote, become aware that a senior Justice Department official had blamed her for his false testimony in a conversation the official had with Senator Charles Schumer. According to Senator Schumer, that senior official is the number two at the Justice Department, Paul McNulty, who told Schumer that Goodling and others, in preparing him to testify, had failed to give him pertinent facts. Goodling's lawyer, John Dowd, said in a letter to the committee that the hostile and questionable environment created by members of the committee would put Goodling in legal jeopardy for, quote, even her most truthful and accurate testimony. And he cited the case of former Cheney Chief of Staff Scooter Libby as a case in point. Someone who testified before a grand jury instead of taking the Fifth, and then found himself convicted of perjury. The committee, of course, could grant immunity from prosecution to Goodling in order to get her testimony, but she would likely have to offer up some juicy information to get an immunity grant. Meanwhile, yesterday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez defended himself in an NBC interview, asserting that he had not misled Congress or the public when he declared that he had not participated in discussions or seen documents about the firings. Recently released Justice Department emails show, however, that Gonzalez attended a one-hour meeting on the firings shortly before the dismissals were implemented. In his interview yesterday, Gonzalez said this.
I have not been involved, was not involved in the deliberations over whether or not United States attorneys should resign.
The interview notwithstanding, Monica Goodling's invocation of the Fifth Amendment rattled Republicans on Capitol Hill anew yesterday. Adam Putnam, the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives and a staunch Bush supporter, had this to say.
I believe that this tornado that he's in the center of is largely of his own making, and I believe does undermine his ability to continue to serve the president in the way that you would expect.
Republicans joined Democrats in the House yesterday to overwhelmingly repeal the Attorney General's power to appoint U.S. attorneys when there's a vacancy, a provision slipped into the reauthorization of the Patriot Act last year. The Senate has already passed the same repeal, and President Bush has indicated he will not veto it. And no one seemed to have a good word for Ms. Goodling. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said, the American people are left to wonder what conduct is at the base of Ms. Goodling's concern that she may incriminate herself if she appears before the committee under oath. And the White House said it would respect Goodling's constitutional right not to testify, despite the fact that the Attorney General and the President have urged all Justice Department officials to cooperate with Congress in its request for testimony. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.